painting in front of you is Vincent van Gogh's Evening the Watch from 1889. It is based on the print Night, seen on your right, from a series of wood engravings called The Four Times of Day. Millet designed the images for this print series, depicting various peasant activities throughout the day. In the morning, they would leave for the fields, at midday they would take their siesta, at dusk they would depart from the fields, and at nighttime they often continued to work, doing household labor by candlelight. Millet's designs were then made into prints by the engraver Jacques-Adrien Lavey, who published them as a set. Van Gogh owned copies of these prints, and following his breakdown and hospitalization in 1889, used them as models to reintroduce himself to painting. Between the autumn and winter of that year, he made 20 paintings after Millet's designs, including this one and several others you see on the walls in this gallery. Van Gogh had made copies after prints earlier in his career, but this was the first time he had attempted to translate the black and white printed image into color. To do so, he often relied on his memories of the older artist's work, but added his own interpretation as well. In this painted version of Evening, he carefully selected a color palette that would suggest nighttime effects, using violet, green, and ochre to illustrate the dramatic shadows cast by the bright yellow candlelight. Van Gogh's interpretations of Millet's prints were ambitious for their scale as well. As you can see, the print is quite small compared to the size of the painting. Van Gogh's earlier attempts at copying prints had been done on smaller canvases, as he worked to regain his artistic confidence following his hospitalization. As he grew surer of himself, he requested larger canvases from his brother Theo, and carefully translated the smaller printed image to a much larger scale. Van Gogh considered Evening and his other paintings after Millet's Four Times of Day to be works of art in their own right. He wrote to Theo, quote, "It seems to me that doing painting after these Millet drawings is much rather to translate them into another language than to copy them." Theo agreed, saying, quote, "Copied like that, it's no longer a copy. There's a tone in it, and everything is so harmonious. It's really very successful."